glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Psalm 95 says, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." Oh, that's probably one of my favorite psalms right there. Psalm 95, verse 1. Well, here we are. It is Friday. You made it. I made it. We made it. Here we are. Looking forward to the weekend. It's January 18th, 2019. It is Joey Kroll. I am so glad that you're here. I'm glad that I'm here. I pray that you had yourself a great week, and if not, praise God for His grace to fill in the gaps. Amen. Really. Praise God for His grace. Well, you are in for a great treat today. Got a wonderful program. Today, as you know, Fridays this month, Jason's taking the month off. Mark is working on several projects right now. So I'll be filling in on Fridays for the remainder of the month. And I think maybe even bleeding over into February. So we get to hang out, do our thing together here. And we are getting ready for a special event that the Great News Radio Children's Choir will be part of. But before I tell you this, I have installed a basketball hoop right here to demonstrate and promote this event here. So let me get my basketball out. Look at these skills. Look at this. Let me twirl this ball here. Watch this. Between the legs. Slam dunk. Yes! All right. Woo! Man, I can't slam dunk the way I used to, but I'm still getting it there. Hey, the Great News Radio Children's Choir will be singing at the Harlem Globetrotters event at the State Farm Center on Friday, January 25th. And we're excited about this opportunity. There's a special pricing where you get to save $10 on each ticket. You can get more details on that at our website at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. You can call Olivia at area code 678-497-1869, 678-497-1869, and say Great News Radio Children's Choir to save $10 on the ticket there. Again, you can get more details on this at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and you'll see all the details there. If you miss the telephone number, if you're driving and can't write it down, greatnewsradio.org, and that's going to be a great, great opportunity right there. Again, the Great News Radio Children's Choir singing at the Harlem Globetrotters event at the State Farm Center on Friday, January 25th, that is, dear friend, a week from today. Now I need some ibuprofen for that slam dunk, I'll tell you. Well, friend, you are in for a treat today. We're going to be talking about this thing that we're called to do, evangelism. Tuning up our evangelism. That's what we're going to be talking about today as we get ready for the weekend. We may have some interactions, more so than we do during the week. So we're going to be talking about our evangelism coming up right after this on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends.
Lord, my God, when I am
What a beautiful song. It's the London Philharmonic Orchestra and How Great Thou Art. Back several years ago, I think it was 2008, Penn Jillette, who is part of the comedy duo Penn and Teller, he was approached by a fan, and the fan gave him a Gideon's New Testament Bible. And inside the cover, he wrote a personal note, left his telephone number if he wanted to talk about the message of the New Testament. And Penn was so encouraged by that. He's an atheist and still is to this day. That really moved him that somebody would care enough to approach him and tell him the good news. And listen to what he says. He says, if you believe that there's a heaven and a hell, and people could be going to hell or not getting eternal life or whatever, and you think it's not worth telling them because it would make it socially awkward, how much do you have to hate somebody to not share with them this news? And friend, today we're going to be talking about evangelism, how you and I are called to share the gospel. In Romans chapter 1, we're going to take a look at a couple of different verses here. The Apostle Paul is writing Romans chapter 1. We're going to look at verse 14, starting in verse 14. He says, I am under obligation both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish, for I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Paul says, I am under obligation. I'm under obligation. Paul saw himself as a debtor to the Lord Jesus. He saw himself obligated to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, we sing the song, Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Friend, you and I are obligated. We are indebted to the Lord Jesus. We owe it to the one who carried our cross of Calvary. We owe it to the one who hung on our cross that had our name on it. We owe it to the one who took our place in our cross. The Apostle Paul called himself a bondservant for Jesus Christ. He says, I am obligated to share the gospel. Obligated. We have an obligation to share the gospel. Jesus said, freely you have received, freely give. Dr. Adrian Rogers, probably one of the heroes of the faith for me, absolutely love that man who's now home with the Lord. He says, suppose there's a man on death row, and suppose the governor of that state called you and said, I'm going to pardon that man. And the governor said, I want you to take this pardon, it's a piece of paper, to the prison and deliver it to the warden of the prison because that man has been pardoned. So you put that pardon slip inside your coat pocket, and on your way home, you remember that your wife needed some milk and eggs. And so you go to the store, get some milk, eggs. Oh, and you see brownies are on sale. So you got some brownies and potato chips and all that great stuff. And then go home and your friend calls you and wants to take a fishing trip. And so you take a week off of work and you take a nice fishing trip. You come back and you get caught up in the work since you've been gone for a week. And then you look in the newspaper one morning as you're enjoying your breakfast and you see that there was a man who died on death row who was executed. And that was that very same man who the governor told you to deliver the message because he had been pardoned. He had been pardoned, but you never delivered the message. How would you feel? How would you feel when your neighbor that you lived next to for 20 years passed away and died and entered into eternity and you never once told them about the saving blood of Jesus Christ? Your coworker, your aunt, your uncle, your mother, your father, your son, your daughter, friend, you and I have an obligation to share the gospel. Paul also said, I'm not only obligated, he says, I am eager, I am ready. Verse 15 of Romans chapter 1, so I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. Fred, are you eager? Are you ready to share the gospel?
Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses. You will be my witnesses. Jesus said in the Great Commission in Mark 16:15, and he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Paul said, I am eager to preach the gospel. I am ready to share the gospel. Friend, do you live in such a way that you're ready to be a witness? Do you live in such a way that you're ready to share the gospel? 1 Peter 3:15 says, always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. It says, always be prepared. I remember we were down in southern Illinois. My wife and I, we were on vacation. It was great. I'll tell you what, one thing about vacation, you have no responsibility. I absolutely love it. I love it. And so I remember we were at a restaurant and we were on vacation. I mean, it was wonderful. And as we were leaving the restaurant, there was a man who was by the door, and I knew immediately something just stirred my heart, stirred my spirit, whatever church word you want to use. I felt like I needed to talk with that man. I just felt like I needed to talk with him. And there was a part of me that was saying, Lord, I'm on vacation right now. I don't have to worry about working on a sermon for Sunday. I don't have to worry about getting a Bible study ready and all of that. I know that sounds horrible, but you're on vacation. But guess what? God don't care if you're on vacation. We are called to be faithful. We are called to be ready in season and out of season. So Paul said, I am obligated. He said, I am eager. And he also says, I am not ashamed. Romans chapter 1, verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. First thought is, why would Paul be fearful? Why would Paul be ashamed to share the gospel? Well, think about it. In context, the gospel of Jesus Christ was identified, what, with a poor Jewish carpenter who was crucified. Can you imagine going into Rome, the strong, mighty imperial city, Rome with its might, its power, its armies, and saying, I want to tell you about a Jew? The Romans had no appreciation for Jews. So here was a gospel coming out of Jerusalem, not of Rome. So why would Rome listen to anything that came out of a conquered place? I mean, in an earthly sense, he had every reason to be afraid. But Paul said, I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed. Let me ask you a question. Are you ashamed of Jesus? No, I'm serious. Are you ashamed of Jesus? Are you ashamed to put a Bible on your desk at work? Are you ashamed to bow your head in prayer in a restaurant? Are you ashamed to invite people to Christ? Are you ashamed to invite people to your church? Are you ashamed? I know somebody may be saying, well, I don't believe in wearing my faith on my sleeve. And I don't know about you, friend, but what about that dear person who told you about Jesus Christ? Aren't you glad they wore their faith on their sleeve? Friend, we shall not be ashamed of the gospel. And why wasn't Paul ashamed of the gospel? He says, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Friend, there is power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are obligated, we ought to be ready, and we should never be ashamed of the gospel.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember, when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. Oh, and when the love spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus and live. With your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus and live.
That's right. It's Chris Rice and the Untitled Hymn. Friends, so good to fellowship with you on this Friday morning together. And just want to encourage you to get connected to a Bible-believing church this weekend. It's important to gather with God's people and worship Him corporately with your fellow brothers and sisters. You can catch up with me anytime. I'd love to hear from you, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy your weekend.